application is case number 9942. The application of Elizabeth J. Zuman, being east of Bayfront Drive, north of Route 357, being lot 43 within Quillen's Point Development, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Elizabeth Zuman, 38854 Bayfront Drive, Quillen's Point, 9970.
Husband Basil, the same address, 409 Bayfront Drive.
It's 38854.
Oh, now the new number, 38.
Get it for me.
Do you swear to tell the whole truth, like with your knowledge?
I do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I'll give you those.
Excuse me, before we get started again, could you please state your name for the record so that...
Elizabeth Zuman.
And I'm her husband, Basil Wisner. We have different last names, but we are married.
What's your last name again?
Wisner, W-I-S-N-E-R.
First name?
Basil, B-A-S-I-L.
Okay.
What we wanted to do was build a little 6 by 16 tool shed for our lawn equipment and a canoe next to our house. This would be a non-attached, sitting on a cement slab, 6 by 16 building. We got our building permit, and obviously it was within the 5-foot setback on the side. And we can build it. This would be on the south side of the building. And we talked to our neighbor, who's in lot number 44, John Lewis. He had no problem. The reason we want to put it there was because it would be concealed by a row of Leyland cypress trees. We can build it on the north side, but it's out in the open for the community. It does violate the community requirements, Crohn's Point, and it obviously violates the county requirement. That's why we're here. We just want to put up a little shed, unattached, just sitting there, and we thought it was a pretty simple request, but maybe it isn't as simple as we thought.
For the record, we have a letter of no objection. If we have no problem with the side yard variance, they're very good neighbors, and it's signed by J. Rock, Robert, and Siglinda. Did I say that right? Simone?
Bob Simone, right.
Bob Simone, yes.
We have a letter from Jim Batch, of the president of Quillen's Point Homeowners Association, voicing opposition, and it makes reference in summary that the subject property is subject to restrictive covenants, that the current Sussex County regulation requires 5 foot for a detached accessory building of 600 feet or square feet or less. Based on the covenants, construction as envisioned by the subject applicant must be approved by the Architectural Review Committee of the Quillen's Point Homeowners Association, and that last year the association denied the request in writing. Based upon these covenants, many factors came to play. The purpose, however, is to improve the community while not unnecessarily infringing upon the expression of the property owner's representative. Have a copy of a letter that was sent to the applicants, and it was from Joseph Durzo, I believe, handwritten, chairman of the Architectural Review Board, and states that there was unanimous decision of the board of directors of Quillen's Point to deny the request to place the storage building within the required setback, and express some reasons. Plot plan allowed identifying location, present building, setback lines clearly drawn on all sides of the plot, location, new construction within setback lines, sample of material we use for in the construction, and ask that they please conform to rules and regulations of Quillen's Point Homeowners Association. Also makes reference to the restrictive covenants and restrictions, and also references the articles and section numbers within the restrictive covenants. And then we have a letter from Ralph Begleiter in reference to the application. And he's also also requesting the application be denied.
You folks should understand that this board doesn't enforce deed restrictions or covenants.
I understand.
So,
Without a county variance, we came to back to the Quinn's Point Board without a county variance anyway. So we thought we'd go through the county variance, and if it's denied here, then, we have to put on the...
Even if we were to approve it, they still are in their legal rights to...
I understand that. Yeah, we know that. But if we didn't get over this hurdle, there was no way of getting over the second hurdle.
Yeah, but we were advised to get a variance by the board.
Okay.
By the community board?
By the community board?
Community board.
By Joe Dorso.
Joe Dorso talked to him. He said, you need to get a county variance anyway, so that's why we're here.
Okay.
In the pictures, it shows obviously you've started the building.
I put up one side. There's nothing new siding, because my neighbor, I stopped.
Gotcha.
I haven't done anything because I want to be sure we're in compliance with everybody, because we don't want to make any enemies.
You applied for a permit?
We had the permit. Mm-hmm. I've had the permit.
Okay, sure. Well, that's good.
It was a standalone 6x16 building to put in a canoe, lawnmower, tools, and that kind of stuff. But we were going to do it to match the siding on the house, so you really wouldn't see it driving through the community. That's why we wanted to put it here, because the leaf of cypress trees that borders the property would hide it, pretty much. If we put it on the east side, it's right out in the middle of the yard where it's exposed to the community. That's the issue.
That's good. Did I understand you to say that the neighbor next door there on that...
John Lewis, who is the neighbor next door, right? I talked to him. He was the first person I went to. Good neighbor. I went to him because I didn't want to do anything that was going to upset him. And because if he was opposed to it, we wouldn't do it.
Actually, he's the only neighbor that would be affected by it.
Yeah. So I talked to him before we did anything. That was a year ago, and he said, I don't care. And
we're okay with it then.
He's okay with it, yeah. John Willis is the adjoining property owner. If you look on, we're on lot 43, he's on 44. And the little dot on that sheet that I gave him, it shows where the building would be, and it's in relation to his property, and he had no problem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Logan?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Got an opposition?
Two.
Okay. There's two in opposition. You both want to come up to be sworn in?
David W. Metzger, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R, 38815 Apple Court, Quinn's Point, Ocean View, Delaware.
Carol Tinnen, 39013 Bayfront Drive, Quinn's Point, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
You got orange, just make them up.
Members of the board, I am the past president of the Quinn's Point Homeowners Association, and in fact was in office during the events. I am coming forward to formally register the opposition to this application on behalf of the association. But I also want to set the record straight. I have several examples, I think, which just shed some light. You've read some of them.
I'll just submit these for the board's information.
Construction of this, the applicants are both realtors. One of them is an attorney. I think they're quite well aware of the applicability of covenants and their role in project approvals, binding all homeowners. Yet this project was started without the knowledge of the Architectural Review Committee or the Board of Directors. We were in fact advised of the construction underway by the neighbor on the other side, who objected to the construction of his shed. We then told him to stop construction and offered an opportunity for the applicant to meet with the board of directors at their convenience. And these meetings were put off month after month after month. At the same time, we requested plans to be submitted. as required in the covenants of Quillen's Point, binding all residents. We have never seen a plan for this building, although the frame was built without our knowledge and without approval. The applicants have been advised on several occasions that the project has not been approved because plans were never submitted, and we indicated we would not approve it in any event, since there was no indication why it would have to be built within the established setbacks, which are something that we're trying to guard very carefully in the community. Therefore, our feeling is that due process was not followed, and the association objects to the carrying forward of this plan.
So, in his statement, he said that the time to come here and get a variance, the association did?
No, the association did not.
Who was he talking about? He said they did.
I think he was referring to Joe Durso, who was the Architectural Review Committee chair, but Joe Durso is the one who talked to him personally on the day we became aware of this construction and advised him not to go ahead with the construction.
Okay. All right, thank you. Ma'am?
Okay. I'm here as the acting and current vice president for our homeowners association, and I'm here to uphold the letter that was submitted by our president, Jim Batch, that says that we object to the construction of the shed in its present location. There's other locations within the yard where the shed could be constructed, and we would certainly be happy to grant permission for the construction if it falls within the realm of our rules and regs and within the county guidelines. And he's been told that, and unfortunately our current covenants don't permit for any variance in these guidelines.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else here in opposition? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain the motion.
Mr. Lake, what other variances have been requested in Quillen's Point?
I can't say specifically. I'm looking at parcel numbers, and they don't give me a listing of where they are, but it appears by parcel number. There's one within, this parcel number is 352, and the closest would be 360, which would be a variance in 03 for a side yard setback. Let me see if I get it. Let me use tax map numbers, right? Because I don't have all the Quillen's Point mapped out here. Just part of it. There would be one in parcel 324 and 05, so I'd get set back. Parcel 360, which would be in the same project, was in 11303 for variance and side yard setback. I think that's it because the next number is higher. Should be just two. One in 03 and one in 05.
They were all approved.
Yes, they were both approved. For side yard setback, it doesn't tell me if it's for main structure, accessory building, or whatever, so it's side yard setback.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, any other questions?
Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to take case number 9,942 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, motion by Mr. Mills. This second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9,942 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, your case also has been taken under advisement.
Next application.